When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to a special-ish edition of the Must Hear Music podcast. We are going to be doing kind of a song of the summer post-mortem. First, I just want to say we were off for a couple weeks, pretty much because I had to go back to Minnesota to see my sister get married, and then I spent a few days extra there, and then God knows what. I don't know. I didn't want to.
No one is working in the month of like September and August.
Then Labor Day happened.
So blah, blah, blah. Sorry. So yeah, there was no podcast first, but I felt bad because it was the first time in over a year that we hadn't done one every week. But you know what? Whatever. Sometimes your sister gets married.
And sometimes.
And you have to go be the best man.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you leave for a little bit and what's the absence makes the heart grow fonder. So
yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So let's just dive right into it. So there were a lot of songs this summer. There seems to be a lot of songs every summer. Go figure. But this one had, I would say, like a pretty decent crop of songs of the summer.
I'm totally going to disagree with you. I mean, they were all great songs. It just nothing felt like a song of the summer.
I think that's totally true.
And I feel like there was a lot more songs hovering on the brink this summer than in past years. But I feel like even though we're dubbing certain songs song of summers, like none of them really broke through for me in a way that I feel like some in years past have.
Yeah. I mean, there was no Fancy, but that's...
No Fancy, no Blurred Lines.
No Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, this is true. But let's... Okay, well, what do you think about... So Billboard... You know, and of course, what do they know? But they said Omi's Cheerleader was the song of the summer. What do we think about that? Oh, you know what? I totally forgot.
Sorry, to introduce us.
This is Denise Warner.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Denise. Denise
of course.
Has been on before, and Aaron Strecker.
Hi.
And Aaron has been on to talk Glee before.
Yeah.
Which was a very exciting experience.
I think I've been on like twice.
Oh,
and
really?
We did Christmas songs with
We
you.
Did Christmas
no,
songs.
That's
and
true.
Then I
we
did another one.
Too.
I feel like around the time like Kendrick Lamar released Pimp a Butterfly.
That's possible.
But I don't remember.
So you're kind
what,
of a veteran is what you're saying.
Not really.
I would say that.
Returning favorite.
Returning favorite is a good one. I like that. We'll go with that.
All right. Let's stick with that. But yeah. So Omi Cheerleader. Why didn't that guys feel to you like... Like the song of the summer.
I really like the song a lot. It's super catchy. I just don't think like it was as I'm gonna say this word wrong because I always say it wrong. Ubiquitous.
Yes.
Ubiquitous.
You nailed
Thank
it.
You. As other songs of the summer in the past have been. I don't feel like I know it like I knew Fancy.
Right.
Or you know what I mean?
I feel like that song was a strong number two for me. I feel like I totally agree with you, Denise. And I also feel like Can't Feel My Face peaked way too late. And that, to me, feels the most like a song of summer where it's everywhere and there's parodies and there's the award show performances and all that, where I feel like I barely know who the guy behind Cheerleader is.
I definitely agree with your point. Like, Can't Feel My Face definitely peaked too late. See You Again peaked too early. Mm-hmm. There were a few songs. I just felt like there was no... The summer was very weird. Much like my summer schedule, it feels like there wasn't really a summer, but there was. Does that make sense?
Like, lots of, like, 2 to 3 week periods.
Yeah.
Each period had, like, maybe it's gonna be this song, maybe it's gonna be this song.
And then Uptown Funk, had it been released a little bit later, like, that was so, like, the song. If we didn't really have a song of the winter or the spring, but if we did, it would totally have been Uptown Funk.
No, I think you're totally right with the mentioning parodies, because I think that's the strongest like argument against Omi's song is that, like, sure, it was ubiquitous, it was played on radio constantly, but you know, like, no one's parodying it because it's not like the most, like, it's a nice song, but it's not like, it's something you could sing to yourself and people immediately know what you're talking about. Like, it's not like a fun thing to like parody or like have Tom Cruise lip sync to or whatever, which Can't Feel My Face.
I was gonna say, very important point. Tom Cruise said Song of the Summer is Can't Feel My Face when he lip synced to it on Fallon.
I know. So, and when it comes to authority, point. Like Tom Cruise versus Billboard, I don't know. Toss up.
Well, he does have Scientology behind him, so.
And now yeah, that's
I will.
True.
And yeah. Now I will go away forever.
I am not affiliated with one Denise Warner.
But yeah, so I totally agree. You know, again, nice song. I think strong number two contender, but it just didn't feel like, you know, a song that you adored. Like, years from now, are you going to be listening to it?
I'm not going to listen to it next week.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to listen to it next week. Bad Blood. So that was. This was, to me, this, like, I was, every time, so Billboard had a Song of the Summer chart, and Bad Blood was always hovering near the top. I feel like, aside from hearing it on radio constantly, like, this song had little to no impact on my pop culture life.
Really? It had all the impact on my pop culture life.
That's interesting, because I feel like, yes, the song was on radio, and yes, it was always near the top of the chart, but I always thought of it more as a music video than a song.
Right.
And I feel like the music video was the thing that was parodied and discussed all summer, and Taylor Swift's Girl Squad and all those things that feed into Taylor. I feel like Bad Blood was a part of, like, the Taylor empire, but wasn't necessarily, like, a big part of the conversation for the Song of Summer.
I think it could have benefited from her actually performing it live with Kendrick. And I don't think she has yet. And I think, like, that could have definitely pushed it over the edge. But for me, it was definitely up there just because it, you know, it hit close to home. Like, I got into a fight with one of my, like, best girlfriends. And, you know, right when it came out. And I was like, wow, I'm feeling you, Taylor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice personal connection personal. There.
Well, it's important. Music, you know, speaks to your heart.
It's true.
Sometimes.
And I mean, I think the version, like, Kendrick made this song so much better. Like, I didn't like it on the album. His verse is incredible.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, the video was, like, the thing. But, like, song... I mean, I guess that plays into it. Video views play into Song of the Summer consideration.
When I'm listening to 1989 on my, like, on iTunes, I wish I could replace the Kendrick Lamar version with the album version because, like, I want to hear it in relation to the rest of the album, which I love. And I love the original. I love it without him, but I think it just kind of took the song to a whole different level.
Mm-hmm. Totally. All right. What about, I mean, for me, I feel Fetty Wap, Trap Queen was like maybe the real song of the summer.
I adore that song. It is so catchy, and I'm humming it in my head all the time.
I know.
And, like, also, it's not a song that needs to necessarily grow on you. Like, the first time I heard it, I was like, I'm in, I'm ready for this.
Totally. That's the crazy thing about it. Yeah, like, the first time you heard it, like, it's immediately in your head, and it doesn't get annoying in your head. Whereas I would say, like, See You Again, which is a good song, like, I got really tired of having that run through my head. Like, Charlie Puth's voice, you know, God bless Charlie Puth, but... I don't want to hear that in my head for more than 3 hours for weeks on end. But, like, Trap Queen is just, like, really fun to have running around constantly and to overhear and to, like, see parodies.
Yeah.
And whatever.
I feel like it was a big pop culture moment, too, and, like, the way that Song of Summer has to kind of become
right, like, people
event.
Were talking about it, like, what are these pies he's making? And, you know, what is a Trap Queen? Like, I mean, like, you can Google that and there are, like, millions of results for
I that. Think we've definitely even argued over the definition of trap queen amongst ourselves.
I think that's true.
But
conversation starter.
I know. I love the song too. It's one of those songs that definitely transcends what even when you're not like a rap fan. It's catchy. It's awesome. You're walking down the street and you're like, yeah, you and me, boy. You know, like you got 1738, you know.
Yeah. How many times like you can like work that into your daily lexicon? Oh, like, hey, what's up? Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
In a way that, you know, you can't with like
it's fun and shows you have a personality.
Like that was the headline from. So I think it was Gawker or Jezebel used the headline for when Lenny Kravitz had the unfortunate
the dick slip.
The dick slip. They said Lenny Kravitz's penis says, "Hey, what's up? Hello."
That and was just incredible. Sort of,
it was like a great headline, and that's when, to your point about can't feel my face. It's the same thing with Trap Queen. It kind of transcends. It, you know, has invaded pop culture in a way that other songs haven't, you know. And I love See You Again, but I think the song would really benefited, and I'm sorry to say this, from the death of Paul Walker and like the use in the movie. And it was clearly like, you know, written for that in mind. And So I don't know.
It's interesting to me how quickly I liked Trap Queen, because that song I liked from the very beginning, whereas another song from the summer is Demi Lovato's Cool for the Summer, and that one is very good, but it took me a while. Die for each other, we're cool for the summer.
That is probably my personal pick for favorite song of the summer. I think it doesn't get there because it just wasn't as ubiquitous. It wasn't like everywhere. So I would feel weird saying that it is the song of the summer.
It was also a little late.
It was a little late, but I love it. And I'm not even a huge Demi fan, but like that is just a great song.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely thought it was a little too basic the first time I heard it. And I was like, oh, this isn't catchy. And this is just like, it's too simple. But then I kept listening to it and I was like, Oh, I love this song.
The production is like a really cool like 80s synthy sound. Absolutely. that really gels with me.
So what you're saying is I need to listen to it because I don't think I've heard it yet. How terrible is that?
You are cheating yourself.
I am. I will go back to my desk. Well, speaking of dance jams. Now, about a year ago, one Aaron Strecker introduced me to a song, actually via another friend of ours.
I don't know where this is going. I'm so
you do. Oh, you do know. Another friend of ours was like, oh, I got this song from Aaron. And I was like, oh, well, she sits next to me. Like, why isn't she sharing this song with me? But it was Walk the Moon's Shut Up and Dance. They actually came in last summer and did an acoustic version for the Billboard staff. And it was really great. And then it really hit its stride this summer and was... Am I wrong? Like, it was definitely on... It was in the competition.
It was breaking, like, rock charts.
It was, like, number one rock song for the whole summer. It was in the top 10 songs of the summer.
Yeah, and that's actually, like, a really great... I love that song.
I adore that song.
It's just so fun and poppy and, you know, just...
I think I've listened to that song literally at least once a day for the past entire year.
It's hard not to.
I don't know if I can fully support that. That seems like excessive. Walk the Moon
I'm
listening.
Lying, but I'm absolutely not.
I'm not. I don't think you're lying. I just think that doesn't sound like a pleasant existence. I mean, I like the song, but
because back to my original point about parodies and pop culture, that song with all of the dancing and wanting to dance has a couple phenomenal like YouTube mashups of like movie characters dancing and live performances. And
that's
I don't know.
True.
There's just like a lot you can do with that song in addition to just like the best song in any summer wedding.
I
was at
great wedding
aside from actually it was played at my sister's wedding, but I went to a separate wedding recently. It was played not once but twice on the dance floor.
Perfect.
Still got a big response. And that also brings me to another song of the summer, Salento's Watch Me, which got a huge response on the dance floor.
Now watch me, nay, nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip watch me, nay, nay.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip.
Watch me,
nay, nay.
Okay.
I have to say, though, I mean, I totally understand why it's one of the songs of the summer. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone, like, my mom knows how to whip and nay, nay.
So does Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton knows how to do it now. Like, it's just, but, like, the song on its, like, if you're not watching the video or someone do it, like, it is a nothing song. And I hate to, like, I don't mean to criticize, like, an 18-year-old kid who, good for him, he's, like, probably making a ton of money off of this.
But it's the dance move.
It's the dance move. Yeah, I mean, the song itself is just like, if you just listen to it, you're like, wait, where's the good part going to come in?
Never happens.
What happens
it
next?
It never happens. But it has a fun dance, so it like it gets away with it.
Mm-hmm. And it allows people to feel like they're cool, which you can never underestimate in when a song is going to become a hit.
Yeah.
Like, as you said, like, your mom knows the move. She feels like she's, like, in on something.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure my mom, once she learns it, is going to feel like she's also important.
I still think my parents have no idea what it is.
I'm
they
trying
had to
decide.
Ask me who Rihanna and Kanye were when...
It's not looking good.
Well,
then.
Well, then, yeah. I'm really
when like 4 or 5 seconds came out,
name.
So they're like, "Who are those people with Paul McCartney?" I'm like, "Oh
Who
God."
Are McCartney's backup singer.
Yeah,
on that song?
Pretty much.
Huh. There you go. Okay, so other ones. Let's take a look. Okay, so we talked about "Weekend Can't Feel My Face." What about "The Hills"? What are your thoughts about this?
I don't think I've heard it yet. I mean, I know I have, but I couldn't place it.
Yeah, I can't place it. Again, it's like this summer. Like these songs. Like there are a few. There are some really great ones, but then there's just. Some that I have no idea what they are, which is really bad.
You know what's really catchy under songs that never quite made the cut? Talking Body.
You know, yeah, that I think that was a little early.
Yeah,
I liked like, that song.
I thought it could possibly go a little further than it did.
Yeah, it didn't. Like, I thought she was going to get bigger than she was. Jason Lipschitz, who is on his honeymoon right now, speaking of weddings, was a big Toflo supporter. So it just didn't really hit, I guess, like he hoped so desperately. Okay, here's one. I'm looking at the top 15 right now. Andy Grammer, Honey, I'm Good. I absolutely cannot stand this song.
Pass,
it is
hard
just
pass.
Like the goofiest, like too upbeat, like country-ish sound. It just like, I really, cause I knew it was like gaining traction and I struggled to listen to it once. Like I got 30 seconds into it and I was really like, I have to stop this.
I was visiting my parents over the summer, and it's on the radio all the time. And it really does sound like a parody of a country song, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a country song taken up a degree. And
right.
I'm not into here for it.
And I don't mean to sound like a completely like terrible person, but there's just something really lame about a song that's about not cheating. Like, I'm not saying, like, honestly, I would rather have a song about cheating. Like, it's
more
pop music. It should be fun. It should be a little hedonistic. It shouldn't be like, no, I'm never going to be a bad person.
I'm going to be a good person.
Be a good little
and, like,
boy.
I'm boring. Like, no, go cheat. We know you're thinking about it because you're singing about it.
Right.
You're just talking about how awesome you are because you're not cheating.
Well, and it's also a little bit like, oh, everyone's always trying to cheat with me, but I don't do it.
I know.
Like, it's a little humble brag.
Too much.
Yes.
I mean, in that play, like, Omi's has the same thing, but I think in a much nicer way. Like, it's like, no, I wouldn't cheat because I have this great girl. Like, that's a kind of nicer way to do it.
That is a nicer way to say it.
But this is very, like...
I'm turning them away by
like,
the dozens.
Just, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, and is Andy Grammer really turned... Like, is every night someone
fact
like,
check.
Mr. Grammer?
Well, I mean, a lot of famous people...
No, I mean,
a lot
I know.
Options.
He performed on Taylor Swift's tour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He probably was then. Never mind. What about Want to Want Me, Jason Derulo?
I love that song, and I love him a lot.
I think he makes that song better than it would have been by somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His energy is a good match for that.
It's a really, you know, I'm glad you brought it up, because that's definitely on rotation on my iPod or whatever I listen to these days. I think it's an iPod. What?
Nothing.
Okay, sorry. Aaron's like giving me a face. Like just like a little mini iPod thing that I run with. Whatever. Want to Want Me, always on, like gets me going. I like dancing to it. We saw him at the Hot 100 Festival. He was great.
He was awesome.
So he's just all around. Bought more Jason Derulo. I realize I have like a lot of Jason Derulo in my library, and
I really liked Wiggle and...
Wiggle's great. The other one, Talk Dirty to Me.
Talk Dirty is incredible.
Love that
song. Such a good sample.
So good.
Yeah, no, I really... Like, the first time I heard this song, I was like, it just seems like kind of a generic... Like, it sounds like it's written to be a hit, and I kind of hate that when you hear it. Like, oh, this song is just here to, like, make money. That's why it exists. And it also doesn't sound like Derulo's, like, past material a ton. So I was, like, suspicious of it, but it totally grew on me. Like, I think you're right, Aaron. Like, just the energy he brings to it and, like, him dancing to it makes me like, okay, all right. Like, whatever, I give
I'll
up.
I'll allow it.
This and is a good song.
When he takes his shirt off to it, it's pretty great.
Yeah. So let's get to one that I know Denise is pretty eager to talk about. Maroon 5 Sugar.
I love this song so much. I just think it's like so fun. The video is great. I am not ashamed. I love Maroon 5. I have some songs about Jane.
Early fan.
My then boyfriend and I listened to that album all the time. Like, it was pretty great. It kind of brings back memories, and not in a bad way. I love Sugar. It's that hook really gets me in a way that, you know, I mean, I like all the Maroon 5 like songs, but like that one really like kind of turns it up a little bit. I know not everyone is a big fan.
I'm going to come to your defense here because I actually really like Maroon 5 too, and I like most of their singles, but Sugar didn't necessarily do it for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's got a catchy hook, but I don't know. I feel like there was like a week where I liked it, but I went from like disinterest to over it really fast.
Well, I can still listen to that song on repeat. Like, I know many people have this, and I'm not the only person, but like sometimes I will listen to a song on repeat until like I can't listen to it anymore for whatever reason, because I'm weird or normal, whatever. Normal. But like Sugar, just it can always stay around for me. Also, he's hot, but that shouldn't be the only consideration.
But you're just throwing it out there.
It is.
But also, know? Like for Song of Summer, like I feel like if they'd released it in like June, it would have been better.
Well, yeah. I mean, the timing of these things is always weird. You never know. Because again, Shut Up and Dance With Me was released a year ago.
Right. Yeah, and Trap Queen was old as well.
Yeah.
But it didn't get its legs until...
So, but am I the only... I mean, I'm not the only Maroon 5 fan in the room, but like I think a lot of people aren't.
You're the only person in the room standing for Sugar.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's... Hey, I'm weighing, guys.
Whoa, yeah.
I take a controversial opinion on this. I don't like Maroon 5. They overall irritate me. And I don't think Adam Levine is hot. More controversy. But I do like Sugar. Like,
no.
Usually when I hear a Maroon 5 song, I'm like Payphone, I was like, I could not like stand hearing it. Like, it was on so much and it was so irritating. But like Sugar is just like a nice, like fun little song. Like, it has a nice chorus. Like, it's not too bothersome. Right. I think it's catchy. I like it, actually.
I think the chorus is really what gets it, what does it for me, and like, yeah. I can always just sing it.
And I like his falsetto. Like,
yeah,
I like his falsetto.
He can sing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's very talented. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mean to like.
No,
I just don't like Maroon 5.
No, that's fine. A lot of people don't.
Yeah,
but a lot of people do.
A lot of people.
A lot of Denise Warners do.
So Denise, do you have to run?
I have to run.
All right.
So my last thing I want to say is that Hey Mama is also really great.
Oh, yeah. It is really good.
So I will let you guys talk about Hey Mama.
That's a good transition to talking about Hey Mama.
Because it's a really good song and Nicki Minaj is awesome.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for swinging by, Denise. Aaron and I are going to take it from here.
Nicki Minaj performed at the Billboard's Hot 100 Festival a couple weeks ago.
Yes, she did.
And it was incredible. She's another person like Jason Derulo who just has incredible energy. And I feel like that energy, makes all of her songs better than they would be originally.
Right, yeah. I mean, this is like one of those songs where in itself, like, it's good and whatever, but it's like Minaj, like, her delivery totally makes it. Bebe Rexha, like, singing it sounds great, too. It's like, for some reason, like, David Guetta and Nicki Minaj are just, like, this, like, pair that
he
works
really
incredibly
her.
Well together. Yeah, like, it would be fun if they would make an EP together or something. But yeah, no, I agree. Hey Mama, like, certainly not, like, the song of the summer, but definitely one of those things where when it comes on, like, every 2 hours on the radio, you're like, yeah, I guess I can listen to this again, even though I just heard this. I did a lot of driving this summer, which is strange because we live in New York. We almost never do driving. So I had the experience of like listening to radio, which means listening to the same songs over and over and over. So I really got to know which ones I hated and which ones I could stand.
And Hey Mama made the cut.
It made the cut. Similarly, Worth It, the Fifth Harmony song, on the radio a ton. and I still really like it.
I really like it, but bringing up girl groups reminds me of my actual song, my personal song of the summer.
Oh, really?
Which is Black Magic by Little Mix. I know Little Mix isn't new, but I got really into them this summer thanks to that song, and now I listen to Little Mix all the time. But Black Magic, I feel like, has good live performances, a really fun, like, kind of, like, purposely dorky video, and then the song is just, like, 3 minutes of, like, pop perfection.
Yeah,
fun.
The video is, like, weird because there's, like, farting involved. Like magical farting, so
yeah,
that kind of threw me for a loop, honestly.
Yeah, and then like their live performances are like recreating the video, so they like wear like quote unquote nerdy high school girl outfits, and then they do their spell, and then they like take off their nerd quote unquote nerd clothes, and then they're like pop stars. I don't know.
Right.
I like it's not like a new formula, but I find it really charming, and I really like that song.
Yeah, no, they were so good at the Hot 100 Fest. Definitely one of the best performers we had. And the Fifth Harmony one, I haven't seen them live. I would like to. Worth It definitely has that kind of like Jason Derulo talk dirty-ish hook to it. Like, I'm sure when they made it, they were like, hey, that was a hit. Like, let's try to do our own version of that, like, kind of Middle Eastern tinged horn. But it's different enough that I'll allow it. And I like Kid Ink. I'm not saying his verse is incredible on it, but I like him. They're good together. So, you know, I wholeheartedly endorse that song. I think there's a couple we need to hit on. So Lean On, Major Lazer, DJ Snake, and Muh, which as far as I understand, her name is pronounced Muh. So there you go.
Okay.
That song, I definitely grew on me. Like, at first, I was like, oh, this is like a fun, like, whatever EDM song. But it, like, it's pretty incredible. Like, it just has a really interesting sample, which Diplo does with so many things. It's just kind of, like, taking, I think in this case, it's a voice that's been, like, pitch shifted and, like, making just, like, the hook of the song that no other song, like, it's just a weird noise, the, like, like, that's just, no other summer song has that bizarre of a hook except the other one that Diplo did, which is Skrillex with Justin Bieber, Where Are You Now, where there's like the flute like hook, which is actually Justin Bieber's voice pitch shifted like beyond recognition to the like whistling sort of thing. And that song like totally surprised me how much I loved it.
Same. I couldn't believe it. And like, I feel like a lot of people had that feeling, especially like maybe people who had kind of sworn off Justin Bieber, and then he came back with that and it was like, wait a second, like, is he doing EDM now?
This
is actually really great. Maybe he should do more dance music.
And I think it was really smart because it's like EDM, obviously, you know, Skrillex and Diplo like made the song. He wrote it or as a piano ballad and they turned it into what it is. But like, it is EDM, but it's like kind of soft EDM, you know? It's like, I think it would have been a mistake if he did. And I love Break Free, the Ariana Grande song, but like, she definitely stepped outside of her comfort zone and did like a hard like EDM dance track. And I think if Bieber like went fully for that, it would have seemed forced. But this is like, he's still in his like kind of sad, lovelorn pop territory, but it has those like EDM shadings. So it kind of, it really like straddles the line between what he's done before, you know, like a low key like pop song, and then the whole like EDM thing for him. So, and I guess like, I don't think it's totally like fake. I don't think he's just cashing in. Like, his next song, What Do You Mean, which obviously came out way too late for Song of the Summer consideration, is similar to that and sounds like really genuine and like authentic-ish.
I think it's a good fit for him.
As authentic as you can say for Justin Bieber, but it's great. I don't know.
Yeah, they're both really catchy. I'm like, good for you.
I know. I just songs, I walk around like whistling both the hooks for those songs, like almost to an irritating point. But, and he was another one who was great at the Hot 100 Fest.
This is turning into just a great plug for the Hot 100 Fest, which again already happened.
Yeah. And The Weeknd was there too. Man, we did have all the like Song of the Summer people.
Look at us.
Look at Billboard. Big hand clap for Billboard. But I don't know. So you mentioned, so yours is Little Mix. Is there anything else that you think like kind of didn't hit like Song of the Summer status, but you wanted to?
I feel like those are my big ones. Little Mix, Walk the Moon, and The Weeknd's Can't Feel My Face are kind of my songs of summer. What about you?
Yeah, I feel like Trap Queen, Demi Lovato, personally, and Can't Feel My Face. I totally agree. Like, I wish that had almost just come out earlier, because, like, that would, I would feel better about the summer if it was like that was the song.
Wait, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the Can't Feel My Face video came out super late, right?
Yeah, it did come out.
Yeah, late. I feel like that was also a mistake.
Right. I mean, but you know what? Whatever. Maybe, I mean, it's mistake, not a mistake.
Quote, unquote, like, because yeah, it's a, like, huge song.
Exactly. It's an enormous song. He currently holds the number one and two spots on the Billboard Hot 100.
So he's doing fine.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the 10th time that's happened by a main credited act in, like, chart history. So,
oh, wow.
He's doing great. We're just saying for, like, Song of the Summer consideration.
I mean, Tom Cruise called it, so I really don't know what we expected.
I know, exactly. I don't know why we just, like, Tom Cruise said it. Why do we even bother to, like, crunch the numbers? Like, done. Conversation's done. Over. Like, Mission Impossible dude knows what he's talking about.
Drop the mic.
Yeah, mic drop. But let's, that's pretty much, I think, our thoughts on summer songs here. But please tweet in if there's anything, like, that you wanted to see get more summer traction that didn't, and maybe we can talk about it on the next one. And also just wanted to mention, so after a couple weeks hiatus, we are going to make up for it. We're going to have a double header this week. I know sports talk.
So embarrassing.
So we're doing this Song of the Summer one, and then we're going to come back with a normal podcast where we just talk about some of the hits and deep cuts that have come out in the last couple weeks. So stay tuned for Two Must Hear Musics this week. And thank you for listening. And thank you, Aaron, for joining.
Of course.
I appreciate it. And I would thank Denise, but she's just a busy bee. She's got her meetings left and right and just couldn't be bothered to stay another, 7 minutes?
She just wanted to go listen to Sugar again.
Yeah, she was just, like, got really excited. She needed to look at shirtless Adam Levine pictures, which...
We've all been there.
Yeah, I've never... No, okay, he's terrible.
Well, never mind.
He's weird looking. But yeah, anyways, God, I hope, Adam, you're not listening. If you are, I love you. I'm just kidding.
Bye.
All right, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.